little after 8 o'clock, and time for the Wow Factor with our friends from St. Joe today. And amongst them, we will consider to be our friend Danielle Crevier, who is with us again this morning. Danielle, welcome and good morning.
Well, I don't know. Good morning.
There you are. Okay. And her guest and our guest, whom we will talk to momentarily about functional medicine, Dr. Carrie Tapuzian is with us this morning, too. Doctor, good morning and welcome.
Good morning and thank you.
Hang on just a second. We'll be talking with you here momentarily. But, Danielle, let's get ourselves caught up to date on what's happening. Is this still called the shoulder season? Are we into that now? I used to call fall and spring the shoulder seasons. Is that still an official designation, and are we in it?
Yes, we consider, you know, after Labor Day weekend, of course, a little bit of our shoulder season, but the season of summer has been expanding into September and October just with the popularity of weddings and wine tours and all that. So we're still pretty busy around here.
Wine tours. Yeah, it's that time. It is that
time. That's
what
we're doing after this, right?
Sure we are. I see the buses, not only wine tours, but brewery tours. I see the buses running around the area. Already. So that's, yeah, part of what we're doing here through September and October. What do we got in the very immediate future here in the Berrien County area?
Yeah, definitely. Coming up this weekend, it is 5 weeks until the end of Farmers Market. So you've got 5 more chances to visit us in Lake Bluff Park. Our St. Joe Farmers Market is held weekly from 9 to 2 every Saturday in Lake Bluff Park in downtown St. Joe. So whether you're looking for something for breakfast, a coffee, a breakfast pastry, or looking for ingredients for your meal that evening, you're sure to find something.
Yeah, the fruits and vegetables are seasonable and come and go with the seasons, but a lot of the other stuff, like you're talking about, the meats and cheeses and pastries and that sort of thing, they're there all the time, so there's always something good at the farmer's market.
Yeah, getting ready for the fall season, I saw some pumpkins starting to come, so very excited.
There you go, all right.
Yeah, and something else you can do fun not only this weekend but throughout the month of September, the Turquoise Top Hat in Stevensville is hosting their September workshop. They've got some for October, November coming up as well. You can create everything from fall flowers to wooden signs. There's do-it-yourself nights where you get to pick your own project. They've got some pumpkin workshops coming up, so lots of really cool things for some home decor options, some gifts, and they've also got a really neat gift shop up in the front when you walk in.
They must be just masters of use of space there. I'm always amazed at the number of cars out in front of that tiny little storefront. They must have a lot of room inside there at the Turquoise Top Hat.
Yeah, it's very deceiving. It looks small, but once you get in, they've got quite a big workshop in the back.
Well, there you go.
And also the Southwest Michigan Symphony Orchestra, they're going to be hosting on Thursdays at 4 p.m. They're going to do pop-up concerts in the St. Joe Public Library Garden. So bring your own chair and get ready to have an evening of music. But it's going to be different featured members of the symphony kind of changing throughout the month.
Kudos to the artists and the musicians for making the changes and being as adaptable as they've had to be through the pandemic here. They've been able to pull off some pretty nice stuff through the summer and now into the fall.
Yeah, everyone's gotten real creative, and now we're, you know, kind of into the live music again a little bit, and very excited for that.
Okay.
Something else happening this weekend, actually tomorrow at the Kressel Art Center, is a special event with participating artist Edgar Valentine. So he was featured in the Netflix series Blown Away, and from 6 to 8 tomorrow, you can actually do virtual and in-person opportunities. You can register online for a virtual Zoom tour that is led by curator and the Edgar Valentine, the artist himself. And also you can do an in-person gallery tour, and then later that night you can go to Water Street Glassworks and do an in-person glass demo. So lots of really cool opportunities. If you've never seen a glassworks demo over at Water Street, it's pretty amazing. It's really warm, so yeah. Get ready to peel off some layers, but it's amazing to see.
Yeah, there you go. That tends to happen when you're around open flame.
Right. Even standing at the top, yeah. Some other quick things that are happening. The Benton Harbor Arts Association is doing their Arts in the Park, their Friday Summer Series. That's through the month of September. It's happening again tomorrow night from 6 to 9. You'll get to enjoy some live music, some food trucks, and artists are actually going to set up their tents again. Featured artists kind of switch throughout the event, throughout the month, and you get to purchase some really great local art and just really support the community, and they suggest that you bring your own chair and just get ready for a good night.
We can do that.
Right? And Forever Clean Soapworks, they are hosting their sit-in Saturdays from 11 to 2. So that's Saturdays through December 5th. You can paint bath bombs, and it's all ages. So anyone can join in. Get ready and create some, I don't know, like Halloween bath bombs, paint some pumpkin faces or some ghosts. Get ready for that because that's coming up in a minute.
And
then Peace Lutheran is going to host a Blues Shoes Jazz Benefit Concert this Sunday from 5:30 to 8. And we've got some additional live music happening in the area at Rombard Estate, Planks, Vineyard 2121, and the Blonde Winery.
Always good to hear that there's live music here, there, and everywhere in the region.
Yeah.
And last week I learned what a bath bomb was, so thank you for that.
Yeah, no problem.
So this is educational, too. All right, let's talk with our guest here this morning, Dr. Kerry Tapuzian, patiently hanging on the line here. He's an osteopathic physician with a connection to Revive Spa, which we'll talk about in a moment. But Dr. Tapuzian, or Dr. Kerry, first let's talk a little bit about what you practice, which you say is functional medicine. How about a layman's definition of what functional medicine is?
Sure. Well, functional medicine, like when people ask me what that is, because a lot of people, they don't recognize that, I'll say, well, you could call it holistic medicine, integrative medicine, alternative medicine, even textbook medicine, because everything we do, you can find in these textbooks that we used to use in medical school that were about 3 inches thick. But I like to call it common sense medicine, because basically we're trying to find the underlying cause or the root cause of a problem.
And there's plenty of root problems to deal with, I would imagine. And you're just always learning about always learning new ways to deal with these things, right?
No, absolutely. And, you know, they do call it the practice of medicine. So, you know, we are always practicing, you know, trying to learn new things and trying to see what helps with different people. You know, what works for one patient that you see may not work for somebody else. So you have to try different treatments. And what's nice about functional medicine is that there are a lot of different natural treatments that can be employed that maybe you might not have with your regular doctor out there.
That's got to be tough for folks in your position, because if something works for this guy and he raves about it, and you try the same thing on the next guy and it doesn't work, and they poo-poo the treatment, and then you've got those conflicting reactions to something that you know works in certain situations. So it's just a matter of if this one doesn't work, you try something else until it does.
Well, and that's the challenge, Jim. But, you know, the thing is, if the same thing worked for everybody, after a while, it'd probably get kind of boring.
Yeah, and you'd be out of a job.
But everyone would be healthy.
Well, that's true. That's the other thing we seem to have lost track of, or lost a sense of understanding about, and that is, as you said, it is the practice of medicine. And it's the same thing with science. We expect science to be definitive, and this is the answer,
sure,
and nothing, you know, we've got it solved, but that's not the way it works. We learn what we know. We learn and know up to this point. We build on that and learn new things, and we're learning that through this whole COVID-19 pandemic. We didn't know anything to begin with. We're learning more and more as we get more and more data.
Right, absolutely. And there's always, you know, there's always prevention too. There's a lot of things you can do to prevent different, all kinds of diseases.
Now, you are in town on a regular basis. You have a connection with the Revive Spa. Tell me about that and what it is you do with and or through Revive Spa.
Sure. Well, you know, I see patients out of Revive Spa. I have an office in there. I come to St. Joseph once a month for like a Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, see patients, and I go back home. And actually, a lot of people ask me, you know, why are you out here? And I actually had an office out here back probably about 10 or so years ago. I was working out of a compounding pharmacy, always liked it out here. And then whenever I would see my patients that I still had from St. Joe's, they'd always ask me, when are you coming back? And last summer I said, okay, I'm coming back.
Well, there you go. Now, do people, if they're interested in your services, do they coordinate that through the spa, or do they go directly to and through you, or how does that work?
You know, they can call Revive Spa, or they can call our office. Is it okay to say the number?
Sure.
It's 248-302-0473. Or again, you can contact Revive Spa and then they can get a hold of us.
Now, the focus, you say, is on prevention and predicting diseases. Let's expand on that a little bit. What are you helping people with on that front?
Well, and I would say the most common things that I see are thyroid-related, hormone-related, female hormone, menopausal, men that getting up in age and are having some hormone problems, autoimmune conditions. But actually, functional medicine allows pretty much any, we have something to treat or look for any type of disease process.
Do you understand that the general population might be or perhaps is a little confused on all of this sort of stuff? Because we are inundated with TV ads and mailers and radio commercials and everything saying, do this and you'll be great and this solves all your problems and that sort of thing. Do you find that when people come and talk to you that they're confused on these issues?
Well, a lot of my patients, yes, they are confused, but also a lot they've educated themselves on their problem. They've become frustrated. They're not sure what to do. They're not getting better. So they go online and they talk to Dr. Google and they, which can be a good or bad thing, you know, but they go on and they look and try to decide what kind of problem they have. And then a lot of times they find, okay, I need to find a physician that knows how to treat these kinds of conditions. Who is that? And they look around, they say, oh, look, I need to find a functional medicine doctor. And so then that's how people will come to me.
Well, certainly if they've been through the traditional medicinal channels and nothing is working, you can't blame them for looking for something else. Who wants to continue to live through pain and discomfort and that sort of thing? And by the way, I like the Dr. Google thing.
Well, you know, it's got a negative connotation, but you can, as long as you know what you're looking for, you can find a lot of good information.
Yeah, I think many of us, I'll be surprised if there are anybody who hasn't at least checked out WebMD once, right?
Sure.
Yeah.
Or there's one called Google Scholar, which a lot of people haven't heard of. And what that does is it has all the different scientific articles and it takes away all the advertisement.
Oh, that's good to know. What's it called? Google Scholar?
Google Scholar, yeah.
That is interesting to know. I'm going to have to check that out next time I feel pain. Oh, that's right now. That's as the years progress, that's seemingly every day. Dr. Tapuzian is connected with and available through Revive Spa. Let's say, for instance, somebody's listening this morning, doctor, and they are intrigued or interested and want to get a hold of you. What's the best way? Is that something they can do immediately, or are we talking about setting up appointments down the road? What's the process?
Sure, well,
how do they do it?
Yeah, we like to set up appointments. It's, you know, better that way. And, you know, if anyone out there is interested, they can either contact Revive Spa or call our office. I guess I'll say the number again, 248-302-0473.
Osteopathic physician, functional medicine man, Dr. Kerry Tapuzian, and on behalf of him and Revive Spa, doctor, thank you for taking a few minutes this morning to bring us up to speed on your practice and what you're doing to try to help people, and hopefully that works out for them and you going forward. Thanks again.
You're welcome, Jim. My pleasure.
All right. And Danielle, always, thank you for checking in this morning and bringing us up to speed on what's happening in the St. Joe area on the Wow Factor with St. Joe Today. You have a good weekend.
You too, Jim.
All right.